Well, turning to another topic, within the last couple of weeks, there was, of course, a very deadly attack in Kenya on the shopping mall that killed nearly 70 people. So the Al-Shabaab terrorist organization from Somalia has claimed responsibility for this attack. Kenyans are clearly outraged by this, including their own president, President Kenyatta, outraged, who I also think lost a family member in this event. So what do we see happening here? I mean, it's been a couple of weeks. We have some indications of some potential Western connections between terrorist activity there and maybe some British or American involvement, maybe even women involved in this activity. What are we seeing now?
Well, we're seeing a couple of things. We're seeing the president of Kenya obviously rallying the country and claiming, you know, that they are going to be steadfast in this. The Al-Shabaab has claimed that this is in retaliation for Kenyan forces being in Somalia, trying to bring down some of the Islamic groups there. Al-Shabaab obviously has connections to Al-Qaeda. And so really being steadfast there. And Al-Shabaab then is coming out and saying this is just, you know, one of many planned events. There have been small ones going on here in the last year or so. This was obviously a large attack, and that Kenya can expect to see more unless they change their policies. So we could be watching the situation for quite some time. Now, you mentioned Al-Shabaab as a terrorist organization. For some reason, this organization has been very good at recruiting Western youth in particular, but Westerners, and they actually have a campaign, English videos on the internet and that sort of thing, that really calls on converts to Islam to come and fight the fight there in Somalia. And we know of at least 100 people from Great Britain and from the United States that have actually joined this organization. So very serious there. In terms of this last attack, Kenyan officials are looking for a German that is supposedly involved, an Andreas Mueller, who was recently seen in Uganda. They're trying to track him down. And then there's also some rumors about a female who you mentioned. Her name is Samantha Luthwaite, I believe, and she is known as the White Widow. She is the wife of one of the attackers from the 7/7 attack in London, and she has now become very active in this movement. It's unclear whether she was involved in this situation, but there have been rumors that she has been, and certainly people are continuing to look for her.
Well, you mentioned the impact of the government shutdown on tourism in the United States, but clearly this event has had an impact on tourism in Kenya, a country that is very dependent on tourist activity. Safaris are a big part of the tourist industry there. So people are starting to think, once again, should we be going? I mean, Kenya has been a relatively stable place in over the past decade, at least in Africa, and it's really drawn people from all around the world. And so now there are concerns not only about terrorism, but reprisal attacks on Somali communities there. And they have a lot of Somali immigrants in Kenya as well. And so the question, I guess, is whether we're going to see more instability in Kenya as a result of this. I mean, the president is committed to investigating the situation, the failures of intelligence and military response. But, you know, as you said, Al-Shabaab has promised that this is only the beginning.
Well, I think the mall was very strategic in picking that. That's a place where Westerners are known to hang out, and it's also an economic center. So, yes, this was intentional to show how powerful they are, not only there, but to the Western audience, and to hit an area where economics is thriving, and there will potentially be consequences for tourism and economic development, investment.
Well, thank you so much, Rebecca, for being with me today to share your insight, as always.
Thank you.